from London, BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM leaders head for their meeting in Belize and another packed agenda. An Argentinian peacekeeper attacked in Haiti, and it's a story of the Marsmen against the churchmen in Trinidad as Peter Minchell takes on his critics.
A chorus of joylessness rises up to drown out the very joy.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM heads of government are gathering in Belize for their two-day intersessional meeting, which opens tomorrow. As usual, the leaders will attempt to grapple with a packed agenda. Caribbean Report now takes a look at some of the items on it. A key issue will be that of regional airline LIAT and the privatization proposal to be presented by the governments of Trinidad and Tobago and Antigua Barbuda. It remains a contentious issue in the light of today's official takeoff of the new airline Carib Express. This is how Antigua's aviation minister, Robin Yearwood, reacted when it was first announced that a new airline, initially called Sunrise, was to be formed with the backing of four CARICOM governments.
Antigua and Barbuda's position is that we will not be supporting Sunrise. We are supporting LIAT. We look at any airline that coming into the region and to be started would be anti-Caribbean.
But as far as Dominica's Prime Minister, Dame Eugenia Charles, is concerned, LIAT's poor performance left some governments with no option but to seek an alternative.
We are saying that we require more than one airline. We are saying we want the competition to make LIAT sit up on its toes and give good service, not leave people's baggage in Antigua for 2 weeks.
So it's pretty certain that the LIAT Carib Express issue will generate some heated debate in Belize over the next 2 days.